Okay, so we're going to talk about how is it that you, how are you allowed to heat up things? What way are you allowed to heat up food on Shabbos? And what way are you allowed to take things out of your refrigerator and heat them up on Shabbos? So in Chazal, there's only one makor of a heter, and it's our Gemara on Daf Mem, Mem on Beis. The Gemara says, "Mevi Adam Kiton Mayim." You're allowed to take a jug of water and put it connected opposite the fire. Lo b'shvil sheyichomu, not that it should get hot. El b'shvil shetafet sinaso, but so that it should lose some of its coolness. It shouldn't be as cool. And Shmuel says on this, comments on the Braisa, Yad so ledes bo aser, ein yad so ledes bo mutter. If the water gets yatzoledes, then it'll be aser, but if not, yatzoledes is mutter. So you see there's a heter on Shabbos itself to heat up water on a fire, on a live fire. So that's the heter. The question is what we can learn out from this heter. What?
This is for the first time, it's cold.
Lechatchila, right. We call this the sila lechatchila. You're taking it out of your refrigerator, going over to the fire, putting it connected to the madura, not on top of the fire, but connected to the madura, and heating up this water, and yet it's mutter. So why is that mutter? Right, it's a pellet mutter, right? Because first of all, right, we're talking about water here. Even shahia is aser on water. Even if you had that water on from before, if you had it on from before Shabbos, you still need a guard for katza. Right? There's a fear of Shem Yechata. Apparently, for some reason here, there's no fear of Shem Yechata. The other problem is that normally needs Tznaya Chazara, even to put something fully cooked. Even Mstamek Viralo, if you take it off the fire and you want to put it back on the heat, in addition to being guard for katza, it has to be that you had daito lahachzer v'odu b'yado. Can't stop to it because it's mechzik mevashal. And here, it's mutter to heat the water by putting a keneg in the madura. Also, it's a bit of a pella that we're talking about water. Water is really the scariest thing, right? It's, you know, if something's fully cooked, okay, we understand with garf or katav and tanaich hazar, you can put it back on the fire. But here, this is water. Water, if you cook it too much, it gets cooked. Right? This is uncooked. This is water. It's uncooked. It's the easiest thing to cook. And yet, we seem to be allow you to heat it, connect the madura, until yatzoledes. To under yatzoledes. So it's a pella that it's mutter. So before we try to explain why it's mutter, just what exactly is the heter? What are we allowing? So, there's an important machlokas here. The Russian many Rishonim say they were only allowing putting this water in a place that's not Yad Soledes. When Shmuel said Yad Soledes Aser, he means if you put the water in a place that's Yad Soledes, meaning where the water, if left in this place, it would reach Yad Soledes, so that's Aser. So the Rush says, many Rishonim like this, that when you put the water there, even though you're putting the water there just lahafik tinas, so you just want to warm it up a little bit, you can't put it in a place that if you would forget about it and leave it there, it would get to Yad Soledes. If it gets to Yad Soledes, then it's going to be aser. You can't leave the water there. Even if you know you plan that you can take it away before it's Yad Soledes, but still you're not allowed to leave it in a place where it could get to Yad Soledes. The embassy is pretty pashut. It's misvar that seems pashut because how could we be so makel, right? You're allowing me to do a maisa bishul, put water in a place where it's going to get to Yad Soledes. I'll smach that before it gets to Yad Soledes, I'm going to take it off. Right? That sounds absurd, right? How could that be mutter? Of course that has to be aser because how could you say I'm stop being so mech that I'm doing a mamash a maisa malacha, but I have a way to stop the malacha? Right, I put my raw Duncan Hines brownies in the oven, but I'm going to take it out before it gets cooked, right? Of course you can't do that. So what's that different? You're putting your water in a place where it could get to Yatsa lettuce, but I plan on taking it away before it's Yatsa lettuce. Right, so the Rush says that. It sounds very reasonable. So that's what he holds. Rashi, though, doesn't say it. Rashi is also the Rambam and the Ramban. They say, no, the Gemara's matter, even if you put it in a place that is Yatsa lettuce. As long as you remove the water before it becomes Yatsa lettuce, it's mutter. So that's really a Pella. But on Shabbos, you're putting water in a place where if you don't remember to take it off, there'll be a Maisa Vishal. Right? That's a Pella, no? Is that a Pella? I thought it was a Pella. No? Yeah, I think it's a Pella. So I thought maybe, just to soften, maybe how is the Rishon hold this way, how they could be so makel, is that you really wouldn't be chayv if the water got cooked. Why? Because the Braisa says you're putting the water there b'shvil she'tafik sinaso. You don't want it to be so cold. You're not trying to cook it. You're not trying to make yatsa lettuce. Right? Like, let's say you're washing your baby in the morning. Like babies, when they eat or they have water touching them, they always want their food to be around body temperature. It can't be cold and it can't be hot either. It has to be like up to temperature. So when you're heating this, you're doing a shetafik sinaso. It's how hot is it already being next to a fire, not on top of the fire. So it's not going to be so hot. If you leave it there, it actually would get to Yatsa lettuce if you leave it there for a long time. Okay, but that's not what you're trying to do. So in Mele, even if you forget about it, you fall asleep on the couch and it ends up getting hot, L'maisa, it will be a Darushen L'maskavi. L'chayra, you won't manage to be chayvin. Perhaps that's why Rashi is Meiko. L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch is Machmer. However, many poskim, Rav Yashav, you can see in Yalkut Yosef also, Rav Yashav and Shus Yitzchak, and others, they say, if it's a makom sorach, you could be mekel. Because it is a Rambam, Ramban, and Rashi. And makom sorach would mean, like, let's say the baby's screaming and you have to heat up the bottle a little bit. You can't, the baby won't suck, babies often won't suck on the bottle unless it's the right temperature. So you want to heat it up, and if you heat it up, you want to heat it up quickly. The baby's screaming, so you could put it even, connect the fire and heat it up. Okay. So the Rush has taken away, at least for the Rush, it took away a little bit of our cool here, because it has to be only in a place that's not Yatsa lettuce. But how do we understand the whole Heter here? How is it that suddenly a live fire, you're allowed to heat things up connected to a live fire? No Garfa Katam, no Tznei Chazara. So there's a very interesting teretz given in the Tosfos Yeshanim on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Yeah.
Here's the question. According to the Rashi, you can't leave it in a place that's
Yatsa lettuce.
Okay, so
the male is not such a hetzer.
Yeah, so then what are you saying? Like, so that can be a text.
You're right. So the first text to say just what Ruby's saying, I'll feel the Rush. Right? Let's say this. The Tosfos Yeshanim says this. Okay, so maybe this teretz is not going to be so extreme. It's Pasha teretz. He says, you know why it's mutter? He says, it's mutter because it's not Yatsa lettuce. When you talk about putting something on Akira, even Garf or Katan, but it's still Yatsa lettuce. So mainly Yatsa lettuce, so then we're going to be worried. We're going to answer that on Shabbos. It's only going to be mutter on Shabbos with Tznei Chazara. But over here where it's not Yatsa lettuce, so mainly this is no Sheikh Hazara, Xeris, mainly it's mutter. A very nice, very pashet. Also very machmer. Why is it very machmer? Because if so, there was never a heter given. The heter was only given. There's no heter for heating up anything on Shabbos unless it's only being heated by something that's not Yatsa lettuce. It's a very different type of heat source, right? As soon as your heat source is Yatsa lettuce, some amela, it's like any other kira, and Mimela, even Garfa Katam doesn't help, and even a Heker doesn't help, and you have to have Tznei Chazara. So that is the Chumrah that would come out, it would seem to come out, okay, from the Tosfos Yeshanim.
All just by the Sina B'Tchila, though, not by...
Right, right, just by the Sina B'Tchila, right? So that would make a very Pashit, Pashit Halacha, right? So you need Tnai Chazara. No, you need Tnai Chazara for when you want to put a back on something that's Yad Soledes, that has the heat of Yad Soledes, a makam that makes food Yad Soledes. That's considered a cooking place, a makam of Bishel, and therefore to put it there you need Tnai Chazara, if not it's Mexico of Vashel. But if you're only putting it to a place where it can't possibly get to Yad Soledes, Bishel can't happen in this place. So then we understand very well, even if you take it out of the refrigerator and you put it there, it's still 100% mutter. Right? So that answers the question very good, but there's a sort of chumra here, right, that you can't. Okay, so with this, why is there a chumra? Let's say lefi that, right, if you want to put something even keder al gabi keder, you want to put something to heat up on top of your chon pot, you wouldn't be able to do it, because your chon pot, I didn't check this, I don't know for sure, but definitely could be that if you put a pan of water on top of your chon pot, and your chon pot's bubbling, likely, if you'd wait 2 hours, that water would reach Yad Soledes. I don't know. Okay? Shim's not convinced. I don't really know. But let's say. I kind of think it is like that, but I don't know. Okay. So, fine. Okay, but Tosfos Yeshanim, so this is maybe a tzad chumrah, but the emphasis he gives a tremendous tzad kula. With this chumrah of going like the rush, he gives a tremendous tzad kula. Which he says, 1 second. And this is a kasha that no one asks. I don't know why you didn't ask it. In the Gemara, it continues, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Rav Yosef said that shemen is not like water. They say, achid, the shemen is unlike water. By water, there's a din bishul on water. Right? Because chamen is different than mayim, and therefore that's called cook. By shemen, they say there's no bishul. Even if you take shemen, shemen is very good raw, it doesn't get better cooked, and therefore, if you heat up shemen, Rabbi Rav Yosef say, if you heat up shemen even to Yad Soledes, there's no bishul. And they say, therefore, you're allowed to put the shemen in front of the madura, even if it's going to get Yad Soledes. You're allowed to put it, they say, even Yad Soledes. That's what Rabbi Rav Yosef holds. Ramela, Rishonim say from this, the Rashba says. You see from here, okay, you see from here, by something that's already cooked, there's no problem. You could put it and make Yad Soledes, if it's already cooked. If it's, let's say, a Dover Yavesh, and it's already cooked, so there's no problem. We don't care it's getting Yad Soledes. So Mamela, we see we're matter even Yad Soledes. So how's that matter? Right? You're telling me this is better than Garfa Katzim because it's not Yad Soledes, but here it is Yad Soledes. It's already cooked, okay, so there's no bishul. Since Tosishanim ain't a chinami. He says something that it's Bems is so mustaber, Tosishanim's the only one who really speaks it out. And even Tosishanim you have to read it carefully. But Tosfos says no, the whole problem of Tnai Chazara is because we're afraid of things getting cool. Things cooling off. Right, what did we say? The whole din of Chazara and Kira, we're all talking about a tafshal. It's all about a tafshal. A tafshal is something cooking. If something's cooking, means that there's liquid there. Once there's a liquid there, so there's a big fear of things getting cold. Right, we mentioned this from a number of Rishonim, that there's a number of Rishonim who seem to say that Tnai Chazara have to do with a fear that the tafshal is going to cool off. Right, if you put it on the ground, it might cool off. And therefore, the real fear is things cooling off. So says Tosfos Yeshanim, the real fear is that a tafshal, if you reheat a tafshal after it's cooled off, you're chayv min haTorah, that's special deraisa. So therefore, we're very scared about that. So therefore, if you want to do chazara, you better have tonight chazara to make sure it's not just, you're not forgetting about this. No, you have das lahachzer, it's in your hand. You're not forgetting about this. We don't have to worry that this pot has been stand in legamri. Right? The ritzvah says, it's pasha for the sugar of chazara, that if a pot is stand in legamri, you can't put it back on the fire. So the stand in legamri is the ikar chash, but maybe you can't put it back. But if something doesn't have shaykhs to bishul, so then says Tosfos Yeshanim, this taka would be no need for Tanai Chazara. You don't need it. Right? You have bread. Challah or kugel. You want to heat it up. So what do you need snack chazara for? It's everyone sees you're putting kugel on the blech. Right? It's not lahalach, I'm just saying Tosi Shanim out. You're putting the kugel onto the blech. Or maybe if there's no blech, you're putting it onto your kira. Everyone sees kugel, it's not, there's no bishul going on here. So what's the problem? Right? Why should there be a problem? So that's Hashita. So that's the Mahalach. So that's not right. You got the Mahalach. There's by liquids. It has to be in a place that's not Yatzalad. This is no Sheikhus to Bishul. But anything that has no Sheikhus to Bishul anyway, because it's Yavesh and it's already cooked, so there's no Sheikhus to Bishul, no fear of Bishul. There's no way Bishul could happen on this thing. So Mamela, there's no problem putting it even in a Makam Soledis, Yatzaledis, and even Al Gabi Kira, because Lamaisa, there's no Bishul issue here. Right? The only issue could be is the Shem Yechata. The Shem Yechata issue.
Fine. And why is there no Shem
Yechata
issue?
So the Rosh asked that Kasha. He says, why is there no Shem Yechata issue? So he says, the answer is, he says, because it doesn't say Eitzel Hamadura, it says Keneged Hamadura. I don't know exactly why that makes a difference, but he understands that makes a difference. That Keneged Hamadura means you're a little bit marchiket from the Madura, you don't put it as close as you can to the fire. So he says, since you're being marachiket, that acts as a heker just like Garf HaKatam. I mean, the fact, you need Garf Katam Shem Yechata, you need something to remind you not to be Mechata. But Mela, since this is a little bit further away than you'd like it from the Madura, so therefore, that solves the problem. That makes it as if it was Garf HaKatam. That's an interesting thing. A little bit, you have to say something like that. It's right. Remember, it's very strange. Like on Lamed Zayin, we learned all about that the Gemara has Shaila, is smicha mutter, if you have smicha next to Kira, that's not Garf HaKatam, is that mutter? Is it mutter if you put it there before Shabbos? And the Gemara comes out, it is mutter. It is mutter to put a pot against the outer wall of a Kira before Shabbos. But Pella, how did the Gemara have Shaila about that? Here we have a Befeirush Braisa, you're allowed to put something on Shabbos connected to Madura. So what was it having this whole Shaila about putting a pot against the wall of Kira before Shabbos? Is there a Shem Yechata problem? So the Chod B'Shad is because when you're putting it against the wall of the Kira, there's no ear space there. It's going straight up as close as you could get it to the Kira from the side. Could put it on top, but on the side. Okay. So the Gemara comes out, oh, since you're putting it on the side, therefore that's enough to make it as if it's Garf HaKatam. By the Madura, so there was more Pasha that it wasn't a problem of Shem Yechata because it's not even as close as it could be. You're putting it next to the fire, but not as close up against the fire as you could. So therefore there's no problem of Shem Yechata.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't Shem Yechata that there has to be a heck between you and the fire, nothing to do with the food? Because you might come.
Oh, no. So you see from here, he's not saying that. He's saying, since there's a hecker, there's more distance between the food and the fire than necessary, so therefore, that makes it as if it's Garf HaKatam.
Because you were saying maybe a hecker for stirring, you have to take the lid, but then...
Right, okay. Yeah, but that's right. Why isn't he worried about that? Okay. So, but he says that's what he's saying. That this is like, it's like Garf HaKatam.
This was explaining the Rush.
This is, I'm just quoting the Rush for why there's no problem with Shem Yechata.
No, but this whole idea that we could say that really you could put in a place that is Yad Soled as well.
Right.
Who's going to explain? The Rush didn't say you could do that.
So the Rush didn't address that. The Rush never mentions that. Tosi Shana mentioned that. Rush doesn't say, the Rush isn't addressing that. He's just addressing why is there no problem of Shem Yechata. He's not addressing why don't we need Sinai Chazara? Right? Okay. So that's the Mahalach. Now the emphasis Halacha, this would make a huge kula. If we took this Tosfos Yeshanim, we say that anything that's cooked and yavesh, you have no problem. You could put it anywhere to heat up, even if it's the yasel lettuce. However, lemaisa, that's not true.
Anywhere which is mishuna.
What?
I mean, Rebbe means anywhere which is mishuna. Why keneged the medor, right?
No.
Rebbe just went through saying how you need it keneged the medor for hekka.
Right.
No?
No. No. Not necessarily. That's in Tosfos Yeshanim. It doesn't sound like it. Tosfos Yeshanim. You still have the issue of chita, right? But let's say I have kugel on my blech. Have it on my blech. I take it off, and I don't have tsunay chazara. And now I want to put it back. So he'll say, there's no problem. Because what's the problem? The problem is that mefsi kumavashal. So this isn't a problem, because this is something that has no sheikhas to bishal in it. He wouldn't really say the problem is mefsi kumavashal. He said the problem of putting things back normally on a blech is because maybe it cooled off, or an extra geder after getting cooled off. But something that's yavish is no problem, so put it on the blech. L'maisa, we don't hold that way. L'maisa, we don't hold that way. We do not hold that way. We hold that even if it's a kugel, and it's on the blech, you don't have tzenei chazer, you can't put it back. That's the way we hold the halacha. Right, there's a ran also quoted as a kul. The ran says that it could be that anything that is clear couldn't be cooked on top of a kira, you should be allowed to put it back on the kira. You know, like a kugel, he said. You have a kugel, you could put it back on the fire, right? It'd be the chitu problem. But also, any sort of bishul problem, there's no problem, because everyone sees this as a kugel. Everyone understands that a kugel couldn't be cooked on your stove, right? You can't cook kugel on a stove top. Or a challah, you can't. You don't know cooking, but it has to be cooked in the oven, right? A challah, everyone understands, right? You can't cook a challah on your stovetop. So therefore, there's no mechzikim avashal, and there's no shash bishul here. And that's something that could make a lot of sense. Lemaisa, we don't hold that way, right? Lemaisa, we hold that even anything cooking, even if it's a kugel on a sekira, that's garf v'katzim. And you take it off, if you don't have tzenei chazara, you can't put it back on. Right? Even though you say, what's the problem? So, the Rishonim say we mentioned, the Rashba says, the problem is, mechzikim avashal, it's a kugel. Okay, but maisa, this is something that if you didn't know it was a kugel, or if you didn't know the halacha, why a kugel is different than something else, maisa, what you're doing is objectively something that could be confused with bishul, and therefore it's aser. So Mela, getting back to the question, so if I can't put my kugel back onto a stove that's garf v'katzim, why is it that I'm allowed to cook up my kugel keneged hamadura? Why is that muta? Right? Shemen, if there's no bishul, I could put a keneged hamadura yatzel ledes. Why am I allowed to take my kugel and put a keneged hamadura to heat it up to yatzel ledes? If on Akira, even though it's garf v'katzim, that still is asa. So the Rashba gives a teretz, and he says this. It's memamad base. He says that over here it's different. It's that we don't have the Mexican mavashal problem. You don't need tzenei chazara. She eino near kimavashal. Ella kibola hafik tzinaso. It doesn't look like you're cooking. It looks like you're just trying lahafik tzinaso. You're just coming to make it. It shouldn't be so cool. But you're not trying to cook bechlal. Right? You're trying to cook bechlal. You're not trying. You don't want the water to be yad soledes, because to cook something from the side of a madura, it's going to take a tremendously long time. Even if it does get yad soledes, it's going to take a long time to get yad soledes. If you wanted to actually make something hot, you'd put it on top of the madura. But since what you're doing is something that doesn't look like you want the thing to be hot bechlal, you just don't want it to be cold. So memela, that makes a heter. And the Rashba says a very important heter based on that. He says, so too, kedera al gabi kedera. So too, if you have food that's cooking, and you want to you have chalts, and the chalts on the fire, okay? You can let the chalt be mamish on the fire, right? So say we go like Hananiah, and if the chalt you can mamish, keep it on the fire. But you take your kugel, you want to heat up your kugel. So what do? He says, you're allowed to take your kugel, put it on top of your chalt, not in your chalt, but on top of your chalt. The male, that's Kedera al Gabi Kedera. He says, Misvar, that's just like Keneged HaMadura. But just like Keneged HaMadura, that's not the way to do things if you'd want this thing to actually get hot, to really get hot, to be at Soledis. It's just the way, right? You put it there, you don't want the kugel to mamish be cold, right? But you're not interested in making Yad Soledis, so therefore you put it on top of your chalt pot. So therefore, it's clear there's no messy kima vashel, and therefore there's no iser. And it's quoted in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. They quote Rabbi Yeruchim was cholik. He brought a day that's cholik on this. He says no, you can't learn from Keneged HaMadura to Kedera al Gabi Kedera. You can't do that because Keneged HaMadura is on the side. Here it's on the top of a pot that's on the fire, maybe that's closer to cooking. Oh, but Lomaisa, that's the heter of the Rashba. Right, so just to, yeah, you hear that clear? The heter is, the Nakuda's the heter, is that even though a kira that's garaf, right, kira does have fire in the kira, but Lomaisa, it still is something that's quite hot, and it's something, a person puts it there, it could be that your intention is to make it hot, to heat it up. But something that's so distanced from the heat, it's the side of the fire, or it's a kedera, al-gabi kedera, it's going to be so hard to heat this up to Yad Soledes Bechlal, so therefore, we're more mekel. We're even more mekel than the garfa katan. Okay. Now, what's the halacha? Are we mekel like the Rashva? So it's an interesting thing in Shulchan Aruch. There's the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlokas if Kedera al Gabi Kedera is mutter and Shini Ches, and he brings in two sifim. He brings Sif Zayin. He discusses a pat of lach. If you have a pat and the food in this lach, but it's hot. Like, let's say you take off your chalt and you put it in your refrigerator and you realize, Oyvei, I need the chalt for the day meal tomorrow. So you take your chalt out of your refrigerator, but lemaisa, you have no heter of chazara now, you don't have the tanai chazara. But you say, hey, the chalt's still hot. And therefore, there's no bishul problem, because it's a dover lach, but it's still hot. As long as the lach is still hot, and the chalt's fully cooked, there's no problem. Let me put it back onto my blach. Let me put it back on. So the problem is I don't have tsunai chazara. So what can I do? So we say, oh, but I have another pot on the fire. I have my soup pot on the fire, something else on the fire. Let me put a kedera al gabi kedera. And then kedera al gabi kedera, I don't need tsunai chazara. Now I don't need tsunai chazara because now there's no shash of Mexican vashel. So I could put a kedera al gabi kedera. So the Rashba holds that that's okay. Rabbi Yeruchim holds it's not okay. So he brings that in Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch brings it as a machlokas, and it's not machriya. Then, in Sif Ches, he says, if you have a davar yavesh that's cold, something that's cooked and cold, like a cold kugel, you have cold kugel, he says, there's a machlokas, he brings his two tails, if you're allowed to put this kedera al gabi kedera, you're allowed to heat this up, putting the kedera al gabi kedera, and he says the ikur is that it's mutter. He passes you're allowed to put the cold kugel on top of your chalt pot, and then he passes. That's passed by the Shulchan Aruch that that's mutter. Oh, so comes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, right there, Sif Katan Chafav, and he says, what's the difference? Why in Sif Katan Zayin was the Shulchan Aruch not ready to take a stance that this is mutter? And why, by the Davar Yavesh, he was willing to take a stance. So he gives a teretz. He doesn't say it's also Shanim by name, but he basically says the Svara. Okay, looking at the different girsos in the Magen Avraham, but the Stam girsa says this. Says this, that he says that no, there's a difference between the first case and the second case, because when you have something that's lach, a Davar lach, even though it's still hot, but then it's very scary not to have Tanai Chazara. Because if you don't have Tanai Chazara, maybe you could be real bisha, right? You put it in your refrigerator without the asla hachzer, maybe it's not cold. Maybe it's not hot anymore. Or maybe Chazal worried it's not going to be hot anymore, therefore they instituted Tanei Chazara. So therefore, without Tanei Chazara, we don't want you to put it back on the fire. But in Sifches, they were talking about David Yavesh. By David Yavesh, who says you need Tanei Chazara in the first place? And he says the holding of Tanei Chazara was said by Tafshel. Maybe you didn't need a Bechlal. Also, where Machmud would say a Davar Yavesh, he still needs Tanei Chazara, but that's not the Feirish. And therefore, Memela, the Shulchan Aruch was very happy giving this Kula and being Matir Kedera al Gabi Kedera. Right? So when you put something Kedera al Gabi Kedera, generally, you have a very good Heter. Well, you really have three Heterim. I'll tell you, three Heterim going on. One Heter is the Rashma that says Kedera al Gabi Kedera is completely no Mexican Mavashal, just like Keneg Hamadura. Right, second of all, you have the fact that it's a Davar Yavesh, and by Davar Yavesh, who says you need a Tanei Chazara in the first place? Not 100% clear. Right, for that you have the Tosfos Yeshanim. The third heter you're generally going to have is that generally the object that you're cooking could never get cooked Kedera al Gabi Kedera. Right, you have the Ranz heter, right, which independently we don't rely on Halacha, but the Ranz heter, that Lamaisi, you see, this is you're heating up your challah. Your challah definitely didn't cook on top of your chalpa, and therefore there's no Mexican Mavashal problem, and therefore this is going to be mutter. Okay, so that's, yeah, Dov.
There's no case of the Gemara of Chazara by Davar Yavesh?
No.
They're all Chaman?
It's it's Chaman and Tafshel. But a Tafshel, right, there are Shonim who say any stam Tafshel is a Davar Lach. Right, that's what Rashi and the Rush, they write about a Tafshel, that we're afraid you're going to reheat a Tafshel. On Lama Dala, it says, we're afraid you're going to reheat a Tafshel on Shabbos. They say, that'll be an Issa Dereisa because it's a Davar Lach. So now when you're talking about Tafshel, you're talking about a Davar Lach, and therefore we have this Chumrah of Tanei Chazara. So that's the one Heter that is totally clear, that's Mutter. Now, what about an empty pot? What if you have an empty pot? Right, it's not a full pot, but it's an empty pot. What if you say, okay, I don't have anything on the fire right now, and I wanna heat my kugel, so I'll just take a pot, put the pot on the stove, an empty pot, so that bottom pot, there's no problem with cooking, and then put my kugel on top of the empty pot. So is that Kedera al Gabi Kedera? Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says no, it's not Kedera al Gabi Kedera. The reason's very pashut, right? Because a pot that's cooking is just going to be at the boiling point. It's just going to be 212 degrees. So you're putting your pot on top of something 212 degrees, that's not going to make it so hot. But if I put down empty Kedera, and then I put my pot, let's say, inside of the first pot, So then it's going to get very hot. If the bottom pot was closed, so then maybe there could be more makom for kula. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says Kedera Rekanis, he stamps as his aser, and his raya that that's aser is because in Reishon Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about what's the din if you take your pat off the fire, and then you really just want to do chazara, but it's not gar for katam. The fire is not gar for katam, right? You had a pat on there that was already mevushal called sarcho, and you left it there without gar for katam. But now you want to return it. So now for chazara, you need gar for katam. So what to do? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai. It says, take an empty pat, put the empty pat on the kira, or in the kira, however they did it, and then put your full pot that you want to keep warm, put it on top of the empty pot. And he says you're allowed to do that, and it's for Allah halacha, but only with Tanei Chazara. Because that's mutter with Tanei Chazara. Using the empty pot helps because it makes a gar for katam. Before that, you were on top of a live fire, and putting gar for katam, putting the empty pot will make this as if it was garf v'katam. But just makes it like garf v'katam, it doesn't make it that then that is a heter to cook there. So that's the chumra. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Right? And that's a very important din when we're talking about other types of things. That this heter is given dafka by putting kedera al gabe al kedera malaya. Pot on top of another pot with food in it. Okay, so now let's get some more halacha l'maisa. So let's say we spoke about the blech, putting things directly back onto the blech. So that's garf katam, right? Unless you all like the chazanish, but that's kederi reikanis, right? The chazanish, right? You have to just remember, chazanish said even a blech is an even garf katam. He says the heter of kederi reikanis is when the pot is on top of the empty pot. I mean, it's not inside the empty pot, but on top of the empty pot. So it's a more significant stama, a sheet of metal. He said, stama, sheet of metal doesn't even make garfa katim. But even if it makes garfa katim, it's definitely not going to make a heter of nesina lechatchila, right? So too would be with the hot plate. A hot plate, a regular hot plate that you buy, which is stam by Gayim, it's just a portable stove. So a hot plate. So what's it going to do? What sort of heter is that going to make? So it could conceivably make a heter of garfa katam. Right? Why conceivably garfa katam? Because maybe you could say it looks like it's cooking with a shinui, right? Not necessarily is that true. Right? We spoke at that depending on the hot plate. If it's a hot plate that could be used for regular type of cooking, so then you would not have that heter. But lamaisa, if it's that's the most you could say. Lagabe nesina lechatchila, we need something different, right? Because now what's our fear? What are we worried about? We're worried about enachinami. Let it be garfa katam. But garfa katam, even if it's garfa katam, that doesn't tell me when you put the food on it, you're not cooking, right? You're doing something strange. Definitely doing something strange. Usually when you cook, you have a burning fire on there. Here, the fire in there, you put afra on it, and the fire is going out. It's a very weak fire. Or you took out the coals, and it's just being heated by the residual heat of the kira. So you're doing something funny here. There's no question you're doing something funny here. Why are you cooking like this? This is not the normal way to cook. That's true. But so what? What does that tell me? That tells me you're doing something strange. It doesn't tell me what you're doing. I'll tell you something. Does it tell me if you're cooking or reheating the heter? So I'll tell you like this, you know, if you... Whether you're cooking or reheating without a malacha, you still want a good heat, right? When I'm home, right, and I want to heat up my chicken soup, right? Reheat my chicken soup for Shabbos. I take it, I put it on the fire. I put it on a regular fire. I want it to reheat fast, right? I don't want to wait hours for supper. I put it on and I want it to heat up as fast as it could. I put a nice good schmack of fire on it. If I want to reheat my kugel, right, I put it in the stove, into the oven. My oven, I put it at 375 when I cook the kugel. When I reheat it, I also put it at 375. Reheating, you don't want it to reheat slowly. So if you ask me what's normal is always to cook on a geschmack of fire. So if you do something, reduce the heat, you've created garf v'katam. That there's something here that shows you if you reduce the heat, you're not going to be mechata. You're gonna maybe remember it's Shabbos, you're maybe not going to be so into being mechata the coals. But lamaisa, you do something strange. Okay. People do strange things. That's okay. If you can do anything strange you want, but it doesn't tell me, legabe, the fear of Mexico Vash, it doesn't tell me whether you're cooking or reheating. We still don't know that. The Rashba tells me, you know what makes a heter? What makes a heter is that the heat's been so dramatically reduced that now it doesn't look like you're trying to cook, because what you're doing looks like you don't even want it to get to Yatza Ledes. You clearly, what are you doing? If it's Kedera al-Gabi Kedera or Kenega the Madura, what are you doing? He says, it looks like you want to be Mafshir. You want to Tzinaso. Right? You're not looking to do an act. What your act you're doing is not bringing things to a real heat. Doesn't look like what you're doing is bringing things to a cooking heat. You're not going up to a cooking heat. So therefore, even if it could get to Yad Soledus, theoretically, but it'll take a long time, right? We wouldn't be so sure if it would happen, Kedera al Gabi Kedera, or Keneged Hamadura, but eventually it could happen, but it doesn't look like that's your objective. Your objective is not a Yad Soledus cooking type of heat. So that's what Poskim write. Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe writes his tshuva. I might have quoted this before. His tshuva about warming a warming table. He says if it's something that's efsher to cook on it. So you can't put things there on Shabbos. You can't think. And efshel, what does it mean efshel cook? It means right. He doesn't say. And he says he thinks about the I forgot what it's called. I forgot the real word for it is. But what they use in chassan is to keep food hot.
The steam table.
I think they call it. So steam table. So he says he thinks it seems to him that this is something that is efshel to cook on, and therefore. It's aser. Now he doesn't just say stam if it's something that could conceivably get to Yad Soledus. He doesn't say that because l'chayr, if it could conceivably after an hour get to Yad Soledus, that would still be okay. But that's not called efshar to cook on it, right? So that's something that's not the would be exceptionally difficult to cook on it. It would take a very long time, and therefore that's what's needed to make a heter here. So what will make a heter? So what makes a heter? Right. So stama a hot plate. What won't make a heter for nesina lechatchil and Shabbos? What would make a heter is Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says from Rav Shlomo Zalman. What would make a heter is if you put an inverted pan on top of the hot plate. Now why is that going to make a heter? Right? Maybe we say that's just Keter Reikonis. Maybe we shouldn't make a heter. So we do find a heter in the Magen Avraham, the end of Rishon Tess. So he tells us, v'shem the maril, that there's a way to heat things up, the heter on Shabbos, a davar yavesh. You could heat up a heter on Shabbos. If you put it on top of the tanner base hachoref, the winter oven, and on top of the winter oven, you put a brick or a wooden board. So the winter oven is something they use for the Beis HaChoref, the oven of the winter house, is something they use to keep things, the house warm. And the top of it was not like Chazal's Kiras, that they had the actual opening with the fire inside, but rather it was covered over with a metal top. And on top of that metal top, you put a brick or a wooden board. And then you put your kedera. Why? Because now you're doing something that's really showing you're dramatically reducing the heat, right? It's not even like a kedera kanis. We're talking about a kedera kanis. You're putting this kedera directly on the fire. So now when you put your kedera on top, so you have two kederas, but lamaisa, it's straight metal. You just see you have two sheets of metal separating the fire from your food. So that's not enough. But when you have a brick or a wooden board and it's on top of the roof of the of the oven, so then it's going to become mutter. So Shlomo Zalman, this is assumed the halacha, you could rely to heat up your cocoa by putting it on an aluminum pan inverted on top of the blech or the hot plate. Yeah, Dov.
Why do you need to invert it? Wouldn't it just be fine if you just had a second pan?
A second pan.
Didn't say
a second pan. Yeah. So assume it has to be thicker because his lashon is that you have the roof of the oven, and on top of that, he says a brick or a wooden board. Right. So just two levels, I think. You know, my take is from having a pan on top of a blech, right? It gets totally hot that way. We're talking about something. You know, even in his head, it has to be that b'metzias. The heat is getting so lessened that you'll say there's no way it's strange you're cooking there, but I know you're not trying to do something aser. Yeah.
Kedera doesn't lessen the heat.
Kedera.
But with the
Kedera Reikonis. So Kedera
Reikonis. Doesn't lessen the heat.
Right, so Kedera Reikonis, so that's that is funny. So why doesn't Kedera Reikonis work? So my understanding is...
No, why does it not work?
Why does it not work?
You said right. The upside down pan.
Right. You want to know, why does that work and Kedera Reikonis does not work.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you my understanding is that Kedera Reikonis, we're talking about that the Kedera Reikonis is just on the fire, like you have the whole of the Kira. You put your big Kedera Reikonis here, and now you're putting your tafshel over here. So right now, all there is one layer of steel, of metal, separating the fire from your pot.
That's not a... I thought it was there's a whole pot with a cover on.
Right. So that's
just what he said, you're just doubling the pan.
Right. So... We're really just saying in the Metzius, if the Metzius isn't like this, it wouldn't be true, is that the Metzius is that on a hot plate, when you already, when you put an inverted pan on it, it's not going to get very hot on top. That's the assumption. If it would get hot, it would get so hot that you could, in a reasonable amount of time, you could heat things to yad soledes. So in a chenami, it would be a problem. But the assumption is that that's something that's so extreme, that's it's seen as more extreme. Basically, that's it. It's just seen as more extreme. The Kedera Reikonis didn't sound like it was talking about a pot with a lid on it and it's on top. But it sounded much more as that you're accomplishing garf v'katan by putting this big pot on it. That's the Yerem Dov.
There's not enough airspace.
There's not much
of a separation.
Right. You're 100% right. You're really right. I mean, technically, if you had a Kedera Reikonis and the Kedera Reikonis and maybe it depends how big the fire is, but Kedera Reikonis on top of the Kedera Reikonis is a lid. And on top of that, you put something, so in a chinami, maybe that would be different. But the case of Kedera Reikonis in the Mordechai, that he seems to be saying that it still needs Tanai Chazara, it sounds like there's no cap on top of it. Meaning we're trying to make, the concept is clear. You know what I'm saying? The concept is, and a chinami could depend how hot this hot plate is. And maybe it is possible that even the point is the heat has to be a heat that it's not normal to try to even reheat something on this heat. This is something you wouldn't this heat doesn't look, if you look at this heat, you say this person is just trying l'hafik tzinaso, you're just trying to make this a little bit warmer. You're not trying to get things to a cooking heat. Okay, Rabbi Yashu was not happy with the inverted pan. So just tell you, right, that's not 100%. I'm trying to make... Okay? But that's one thing, is that the Kedera Reikonis is Aser, the Kedera Malaya is Mutter, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has this heter of inverted pan on top of a half light. Okay? Okay, Rabbi Say. Okay, so Beis Hashem, next week we're going to finish the all the last inyanim here, which is basically Kli Sheni and Kali HaBishul. Okay, all right.